This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family, and that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children, and women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
TGIF. Jeez, what a long week it's been.
Yes.
Forward to the holidays here coming up.
Me too. Yes. I am.
How are you, Steve?
I'm doing good, man. Glad to be back with you. I didn't get a chance to listen to the show last night. We had a late night one with Rex on Wednesday, but how'd it go?
Well, we had a pretty good guest on the first hour, and then good. The last 2 hours we had some good calls and talked about a whole bunch of important stuff as usual, so went well. Can't complain.
Yeah. Right.
Got a lot to talk about tonight, man. Lots to talk about.
Okay. You know, I'm ready
to hear about the Native American Indigenous Studies Association.
No, but I guess I'm going to.
Yeah, well, they're boycotting Israel.
Oh, yeah. I heard a little bit of that story, and we'll get your take on it and go over that, shouldn't we?
Well, I got a pretty simple take. Right on. Good for them. Yeah. Boycott the heck out of Israel.
I remember hearing that, but I don't know the reasons why. And so,
well, I think the indigenous people relate with the Palestinians.
Mm.
I mean, I think they could.
Yeah, I think they could. You know, of course, we've talked about this before. The Palestinian population really isn't indigenous to about 75%. But that's not saying there aren't people who have been there long before the partitioning of Palestine and Israel became a state. There are, you know, a lot, but of course, a lot of the people who flooded in there now under the category of being Palestinians aren't actually the people who were there at that time. But that's still, I'm not diminishing. That's what I try to do. I try to morph a word there, but I'm not dismissing or diminish. I did it again.
Diminishing.
I'm diminishing.
No, I hear you, Steve. I hear you. But the fact is, the Ashkenazis that have infiltrated that land certainly have no claim to it. So it's just an area that has been pretty much sabotaged by, none other than the, what's the word I'm looking for now?
The New World Order.
Yeah, the New World Order, Zionism, all that.
Yeah, we've talked about that, and I'm in agreement with you. You know, that was a hard thing for me to come to realize, too, you know, that the whole thing is, in the most part, phony. I actually believe that the reestablishment of Israel is real, but the people who are riding herd over this, who are body surfing with it, are dangerous and very phony. And they will sacrifice Jews as well as Arabs, Palestinians to accomplish this agenda. And the Jewish people are waking up to that in Israel today, I believe. And a lot of them are actually leaving. And, you know, it's not the same spirit that it was, say, 10, 15, 20 years ago.
No, it's not. Steve, are you obsessed about Duck Dynasty?
Actually, I think it's a, you know, pretty good, interesting, you know, counterpart to what's happening right now. I'm not obsessed with
God. You know, while everybody was talking about Duck Dynasty, you heard what passed in the Senate, right?
No.
NDAA.
NDAA went through and passed?
Yeah.
Okay, so now it's officially the law then, right?
Well, it's got to be signed by the president, but it's scheduled to.
Yeah, well, don't worry, though, because my Senator Mark Udall said that Barack Obama would strike out the indefinite detention clause of that bill, and he also said that he would probably veto it if he couldn't. So don't worry, Barack Obama is going to stand up for us. According to my Senator Mark Udall, when he told me this, when I listened to the people at his office, Democratic Senator Mark Udall, remember that name, and I said, you're lying. And I will say this again and again and again on the radio after this bill goes through. And it did. Do you think it's going to be altered by Mr. Obama?
I doubt it.
No. I think it would have been altered if it was going to be. Because Obama said, well, you know, that might be in there, but we're really not going to use it. It's like saying to a thief, you know, yes, we know you have the keys to the strong box and all the money, and I know you're not going to use it, you know. I mean, this guy's a
fan. He's on his way to Hawaii right now.
Yeah, probably with our money, you know, and everything else. Yeah, he celebrates Christmas in Hawaii for some reason. I guess it's far away from, you know, the old image of log cabins and snow and snowflakes and people, you know, on busy city sidewalks, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, Hawaii is more his style for Christmas.
Have you made a snowman yet this year?
No, I haven't made a snowman. We haven't had enough real good snow to make snowmen yet, but we did get another good dusting today. A good portion of the country is hitting, being hit by another very cold blast of air. It's not a lot of snow this time, but it's cold. But no, I haven't made any snowmen because our snow was just a little, it was like very fine icy particles that you couldn't even make a snowball out of. It was just so fine, you know.
Yeah.
It's like fine white powder, man. You know, we talked.
What about Edward Snowden?
Edward snowed in. He snowed in. You mean the guy up in Colorado whose name was Edward? He told me he was snowed in.
He wants to go to Brazil. Can you blame him?
No, not at all. I think he should go to Brazil. And maybe Brazil should work with him to you know, help him with the work he's doing, if it's, providing that it is honest and legit. You know, there have been a lot of conversations about how did he do this and why is he doing this and could he have done this without being caught. You know, there's some questions about Edward Snowden. I realize that, don't you?
I think they just about turned him down, though, already.
Yeah. They already had too many Nazis they were hiding.
That's Argentina.
Oh, Argentina. Okay. But, well, they had some in Brazil, too. Don't you remember the boys from Brazil?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But they're there. Well, anyhow, let's get back to the story about the indigenous people. And their complaints against Israel, because that's, I think it's suitable, don't you? Or unless you have something else.
Well, I mean, I really summed it up, dude.
Yeah.
They're boycotting in academia Israel, period.
Well, are they saying that the 75% of the Palestinian population that lives there that call themselves Palestinians should leave too?
No, but they're acknowledging Israel's human rights violations.
Yeah, well, I agree with that, you know. There's no question about those human rights violations, but there's, you know, it's kind of both ways here, Bob, is the problem. And, there's human rights violations, you know, on both corners. And that's part of the problem here, you know. I mean, and I think it's agitated
on purpose. I disagree, but I don't agree.
Okay, you don't disagree, but you don't agree. That means somewhere in between. Hey, we didn't say this was professional radio, but we do make it interesting. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. But, yeah.
And I bet our listeners don't agree with you.
They probably don't.
Anybody want to take on Steve about his stance on Israel? 800-313-9443. So, Steve, I'm going to give you a minute or so to make your position clear, and then I'm going to let the listeners take you on, and then I'm going to finish it with the final punch.
Then you're going to nail the coffin, huh? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, you know, I don't know how to explain my position in a minute, but I can say this, that I do believe there is a time and a season for events, for people, and the affairs of mankind. And I do believe that it's just like, you know, when winter follows fall or spring follows winter. Things change in appropriation to their timing. And the regathering, if you like, and I hate to use the word regathering because, as you mentioned, Bob, a good portion of these people were never really the Judeans who lived in Israel or Judea at the time of 70 AD or 66 AD when Jerusalem fell. They're not the same people in most cases. There are a few, of course, that probably are. It'd be hard for any of us to say that we're not related to any of them. But the bottom line is this, is that I do believe that Israel is being restored in timeline with the events of man. But the people who are behind it, the people who are riding on top of this, who have superimposed this agenda to put themselves in power, are not good. And they should be called out and recognized.
Oh, geez, Steve, I thought you were going to take a more controversial position than that. We'll take a quick break and come right back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
So you didn't listen to my show last night, did you?
No, I wish I could have. I was so busy and worn out, actually. But I like to try to listen when I'm not on.
Hey, I played this clip of... I did a Grope Report segment. You know the Grope Report segment I did.
Oh, yeah.
I want to grope you. Yeah. Anyways, I did a Grope Report segment where I played a new TSA pitch for children. Did you see the story by chance?
Yeah. No, I didn't see it. But this was... let's
TSA
go over that.
has made a YouTube video of a cartoon to try to appease children's nerves. It's called Stop, Screen, and Go. Yeah, it's pretty darn disturbing. So they set up this website just for kids. The TSA has their own kid, not just kid-friendly, but kid-oriented website with games and videos and all sorts of madness. They also, Steve, in addition to having this video, are being emulated by various other agencies. So it's not, I read this story last night and then I found an article about the cornucopia of different children's sites that various agencies have. And I want to tell you about some of them. You have a daughter. She's, how old is she now? 10, 11, 12, 13?
12.
12. Okay, I knew she was in there. 12 years old. These sites are kid-friendly. They're for kids ages 8 to 18, Steve.
Ah.
Could you imagine an 18-year-old going to a website like this? But anyways.
They do, I suppose, though.
Yeah, right. Anyways, the websites, the children-friendly websites, and they're not just children-friendly, mind you. They're children websites. They're for the kids. They're tsa.gov/kids or whatever it might be. Well, the other agencies that are doing it include the EPA. They got games on their website and all sorts of global warming and pollution-oriented quizzes and that kind of thing. They have a kids site. I don't know. I think it's epa.gov/kids, something like that. The CIA has one where they have all sorts of spy missions for kids and trivia and other things that the CIA would use to cater to children. It's pretty creepy, the CIA one, I gotta tell you. I was looking at it and I'm like, whoa, training little spies here, little CIA agents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next generation.
Then guess which other agencies have? Guess the next one. It's the biggest one in the news right now.
Oh, well, Homeland Security or EPA?
Okay. I already told you about the EPA.
Okay.
And the Homeland Security has been overshadowed by one group, Steve.
I guess it would be NSA,
The NSA has their own kids' website now, where they have puzzles to try to encode and encrypt things and messages and all sorts of funny NSA kid-based activities. Wow. I thought I saw it all, Steve, until I saw the NSA Kids website. Man, this is just complete propaganda. And they're, well, pandering to our children, getting our little nanny state, our children that are raised. It takes a village, Steve. It takes a village.
Yeah, right. It takes a communist. It takes a Marxist. You know, so. Or it takes a fascist. I mean, I think that the same thing can be said about fascists that the communists used to say, that it would take one generation of education to train the next generation of loyal communists. And the same thing can be said, I think, about fascists, because our government is probably more fascist than it is communist, really. The state doesn't own everything. The corporations that are controlled by the state or in collusion with the state are running everything, really. And so, you know, that's what they're doing. They're creating a fascist state. It's like the Hitler Youth. It's very subtle, but that's what it is. You know, it's the plan to change the next generation.
That's exactly right. Steve, NPR actually did a good piece.
Once in a while they do. Mm-hmm.
They actually did a good piece. The National Propaganda Radio, Public Radio, did a piece on new subdivisions that are drawing residents across the country. Did you hear about this by chance?
No, but I guess you will.
Here we go. Check this out. This is pretty cool.
From NPR News, I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm David Green. If you're waking up this morning in a suburb, think about what drew you there. Maybe it was newly built homes, good schools, a pleasant atmosphere. The community we'll visit now entices people in a different way, with the promise of local food and farm-raised chickens. Here's Luke Runyon from member station KUNC.
At first, the subdivision Bucking Horse looks like your average halfway constructed neighborhood. But look closer, and you'll see a rustic red farmhouse and a big white barn.
Yeah, these buildings are beautiful.
Kristen Kirkpatrick works for Bellissimo, the developer that purchased this plot of land, complete with historic farm buildings, in Fort Collins, Colorado. It's being turned into a neighborhood totally devoted to local food. When finished, Bucking Horse will support more than 1,000 households.
When we show it, people are either like, you guys are crazy. I don't see the vision here at all. Or they come and they're like, this is going to be amazing.
Kirkpatrick says at Bucking Horse, agriculture is the big draw. Land has been set aside for vegetables. There'll be goats and chickens, too. Soon, they'll be hiring a farmer. The neighborhood plan is infused with the quaint, pastoral, even romantic view of farming.
Our public restrooms are in an old chicken coop, and it'll be half public restroom and half chicken coop.
Traditionally, people have seen land development as being lots and roadways.
Lindsay X is with the City of Fort Collins Planning Department. After World War II, Americans flocked to the suburb, a place less crowded than the city. Most suburbanites didn't want to be right next to a farm, and so restrictive zoning pushed livestock and tractors out of new residential areas. Now, X says, municipalities are being forced to change their codes.
We used to have residential separated from agriculture, and now we're seeing those uses being combined.
Subdivisions that include small-scale farms are already in place in Illinois, Georgia, and Vermont. The Urban Land Institute estimates there are more than 200 developments nationwide with an agricultural twist. Quint Redmond says for a business-savvy, small-time farmer, more developments putting in the farm as amenity is a great deal.
The best possible thing for a farmer is to have the infrastructure ready. That is where most farming goes upside down or goes broke.
Redmond runs a company called Agriburbia, which operates farms within suburban developments across the country. He says the developer, or homeowners association, ends up making the big farm purchases, not the farmer. Not to mention, the neighborhood is filled with people who already have an interest in local food.
Everybody gets to see it as they're moving into the subdivision over time, and then there's a real market for that farmer.
I don't want you to climb up there.
Back at Bucking Horse in Fort Collins, Lindley Green is coaxing her two young sons to finish their breakfast. The neighborhood's concept attracted Green and her husband to move in earlier this year.
Once we saw this and the plans they had for it, we were really sold.
And she's not alone. Bucking Horse's developer says 200 single-family lots were snatched up within days of going on the market. Green says once the neighborhood farm is up and running, she'll be volunteering to get her hands dirty.
We love the idea of it, to have it right here, not necessarily in our backyard.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find.
Hey, Steve Starr is here with you again on the Bob Tuscan Show. I'm sitting in for just a few moments while Bob does baby duty and attends to things as a young father, and that's admirable, I think, So I've been there, done it, and that's a good part of a man's life to be a father with babies very young. I think it's important. Anyhow, I'll get off of that stuff for a second. And, Bob has zinged me twice this week with stories right out of my backyard. You know what I mean? It's like that last one that we were running before the break about this subdivision organization called Bucking Horse near Fort Collins. Well, I live in this area. And as a matter of fact, the station that filed that report, KUNC, an NPR station, we said that before the segment ran, that occasionally NPR does some good stuff. Occasionally. Well, KUNC is a pretty good station, actually, as far as I'm concerned. I've known about them. But, when I started my radio career, I won't go there, but it's been almost, it has been pretty close to 40, over 40 years now, I guess. You know, I worked at KCSU, which was a station there in Fort Collins at that time. I'm not giving out call letters, by the way, for all our live affiliates. You're not supposed to say any other call letters on a station, you know. But UNC, the radio station there, was originally the University of Northern Colorado's college station, and they kind of branch off. This is what happens with a lot of these what were originally college stations, is they can't necessarily get funded by the education board or the board of agriculture or whoever funds them. And so they kind of break off, and then they eventually become NPR or somebody like that. Well, UNC has stayed there for a long time as an NPR affiliate. And they found this great story anyway. Back to the story is this community bucking horse is pretty interesting. I'll have to go out there, because the reason I'm interested is Fort Collins is a very big ICLEI city. If you know what ICLEI is, Sustainability Agenda 21, they have passed some really absurd laws in Fort Collins. As a matter of fact, I think they spent something like $9 million on just publications supporting what they want to do. Now, this city is about 130,000, I think, maybe 150 by now. It's grown so much. But it's not a huge, huge city. It's a moderate size. Well, let's put it this way. It's a small, large city. Let's put it that way. It's not very big. When you get up around 150,000, you're talking about a pretty big city. It's growing fast, very high tech, a lot of people there. And so this idea of the subdivision, where they divide it up and they have farm right in the middle of the community and they have all these people living in this area, well, it seems like that would go against the idea, in my thinking, of these chicken coops that they want to put everybody in. You know, these high-rise buildings where there are barbed wire fences around the grass, and you have to walk in the walkways, you have to use public transportation, you can't have a car, you know, you're under strict water usage and energy usage regulations. That seems like this whole idea goes right in the face of that. And I'm really interested in finding out whether this bucking horse community is doing this in defiance of the ICLEI Agenda 21 sustainability campaign that's very big in Larimer County. Now, where I live to the east of there, we're very strong against a lot of this stuff, or at least we are voting that way without knowing yet how dangerous it is. But we've had a lot of people such as Stacy Lynn, a lady by the name of Stacy Lynn, who have been really hounded by the judges and the city government and the municipal government in Fort Collins, as they have exposed ICLEI and sustainability and Agenda 21 laws and effects and all these things coming in under the radar in Larimer County and in Fort Collins General. But this is really interesting, whether they're going to allow this or what the position is on these people. So I might even grab my video camera or something like that and go out there and ask them. I mean, I've heard a lot of bad things about what's happening in Fort Collins. I used to live there for many years, about 7 or 8 years, and during the 70s, and that's when I worked at the radio station there. And, you know, now to see somebody trying to kind of buck the system with the concept of actually putting a farm in a subdivision, or having a subdivision with its own farm and sustainability there to grow its own food, and, well, you know, it is kind of a real vision of sustainability, the kind that you and I like, where we take care of ourselves instead of having the government put us in a place and telling us that they will take care of us, which is what, a FEMA camp, really. It may be a housing district, but it's really a FEMA camp. But the reality is this sounds pretty interesting to me. So I would like to get out there and find out all about it. And I think I'd like to find out whether these people are really aware of what they're doing or who's funding it. Because we know this big developer, and they're out here, Belisario, I guess is the name. And they are a very big housing developer. But I like the idea anyway. We could do that all over the country, especially in places like Texas and Florida and other places like that. Now, if you're in the crowded east someplace and there's nowhere to go, maybe a little more difficult, or possibly way out in the middle of the desert and some other places as well. But it's a great idea, I think, of actually having locally grown food. And of course, if you don't have to use Monsanto's dwarfed and genetically modified seeds for things like dwarf wheat and you know, all kinds of stunted and frankenfood vegetables that they create, if you don't have to have all that, you know, it's a great idea. I'm just interested to see where this is going to go. And maybe I might even follow up on this story by KUNC just so you friends on RBN can hear that for yourselves and find out what's really going on here. It may be the wave of the future or the wave of survivability if it's for real. And if they found a way to do this, or they're getting around the Agenda 21 issues. And if not, then it may end up being just another controlled work farm community of some sort or another. So we'll look into it. Good story, though. Glad to hear about that. So this is the second time Bob has done a story right out of my own backyard. He talked about this sheriff he liked, who was John Cook, very pro Second Amendment in the story. I said, "That's my sheriff." He said, "I think he lives in Weld. That's Weld County, not Weld. Well, you know, that's right where I live." And I've talked to the sheriff here several times about, you know, I've told him how much I appreciated his stand on the Second Amendment, and he's been a very cordial gentleman with me. So, I like some of the people in this area, but just outside the county line, of course, is the other county, which is an up and down, Colorado's area of, from Larimer County down to, Denver, Boulder, all that area. Sustainability and Ickley are taking over very, very quickly and very, very hard. And this is coming to a community near you if it isn't there already. So you know that. Hey, I don't know if I should give out the lines and maybe take some phone calls since I've been rambling. I know somebody's just about ready to clobber me with some comment. Hey, friends, you can disagree, okay? That's what we do here. You don't have to adhere to every point of view that comes up. You might want to dispute it, but we talk things over, and hopefully this is a free marketplace of ideas. So I will give out the number. It is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. And if you've never called in before, we'd like to hear from you. We have a lot of our friends who are constant listeners. We hear from them a lot, and I appreciate them too, by the way. But you know, we'd like to hear from some people, especially if you're listening on the air. You know, we are on RBN, of course. You know that. We are on republicbroadcasting.org. I got that wrong the other night. Now, I got it right this time. Republicbroadcasting.org. We're having a pledge drive. As you know, Bob said he was going to mention that, but no. We are trying to keep this light of liberty lit, the word of truth going out. That's what we're here to do. It's not about me and Bob as personalities. As a matter of fact, you know that already. Yeah, I don't like their personalities, but I do think their points of view might make a little difference. Yeah, that's what it's about, friends. So we are here, and that's what we're going to be doing. And my name is Steve Starrs. I work with Bob about Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Not always, but I try to do kind of help him fill in a little bit because he's working during the day doing some other things very important like this. And I am... I'm sitting in for the moment. So if you want to give us a call, we'll see your phone line number light up, and we will try to get you up on the air, if not in this segment, in the next one or next hour. So other things that are happening in the news, and we're going to get back to that whole thing about what I raised, the issue about the indigenous people boycotting Israel because of the influx of Ashkenazi Southern European people who have adhered to Judaism probably back in the 8th century, who are now a good portion of the Jewish population laying claim to the land of Palestine. And they say this is a violation of what happened, the very same kind of things that happened to them in the United States of America. And I'm in agreement with that to some extent, although I don't believe all the people in Israel are Palestinians by unless they're first or second generation. I mean, you have a very hard time finding people who are directly related to the original people who lived there in 1947. Only about 25% of the population, the Palestinians, are directly related to the original inhabitants. Anyhow.
All right, Steve, enough of your propaganda.
Okay,
I'm back, and we'll be right back from a break.
Well, thanks, Bob, for coming back. Tell me that.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, we're going to keep the phone lines open this hour, the whole hour. It's Friday, whatever. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Let's take a phone call and talk with Paul in New Jersey. What's up, Paul?
Hi, fellas.
Hey, man.
Listen, I want to talk about what I think is running this country right now.
Oh, let me guess.
And it's foreign policy. Well, of course that, but without other than that, the gay mafia.
The gay mafia.
The faction, yeah.
Phil Robertson.
Well, yeah, and how the... What a big brouhaha about... Basically what most guys think to themselves anyway, let's be honest.
Most straight men, anyway.
You know, heterosexual men, right? So. Right. I don't see where the world is shocked by heterosexuality and the preference for it. Like, that's a bad thing. The very recipe that makes babies, you know, that we need, right, that people need, right?
Don't you think this story's a bit overblown, though, and a bit of a distraction?
But you know what's interesting? I mean, think what's going to happen in the Olympics, right, this year. And I knew it was coming when I heard about, you know, basically our foreign policy also of just going after Russia and hating Putin. You know, the New York Times and other major and I think you agree with this, Zionist media has had it out for Putin for a long time, the way you went after some of the Russian oligarchs and, in a sense, just enforced Russian law, you know, by jailing Khodorkovsky, who was totally guilty of racketeering to take over Russian oil interests for the good of Jacob Rothschild. You know, that's well established. Because actually, that's where he sent the shares of Yuko stock to. It was to Jacob Rothschild.
Right.
Anyway, so with the upcoming Olympics now, you're seeing this. Well, what can we get Russia on? What can we get them on? And the one thing is they are not running around promoting homosexuality as much as we are. You know, it's in the United States, it's like homosexuality is the greatest thing since sliced bread. I mean, they're just pushing it big time. Now, what's ironic about this, though, right, is in a sense, you know, what's going to happen in the Olympics, you know, they're sending over Janet Napolitano, who bravely finally came out of the closet, Billie Jean King. I think Boitano and other homosexual athletes. You know, in February, I guess, when the Olympics start, they're going to have lots of lesbian kisses. You know, that's going to be going
on. I'm sorry, did you say Hillary Clinton came out of the closet?
Oh, no, Janet Napolitano.
I'm joking.
Right.
Go ahead.
She's still in the closet, but we know.
She's still in the closet, yeah.
and
I mean, not
know,
that not that we care, really. I mean, their crimes far surpass. I mean, homosexuality is not a crime, at least here it's not. But their crimes against humanity have nothing to do with them being gay. Can we agree with that?
No, but I think homosexuals will have a higher propensity for doing horrific things. Actually, homosexuals are overrepresented as famous mass murderers, if you think of it. That is an established fact. Like the Jeffrey Dahmers, those types. Yeah, so they have a high murder rate amongst themselves. That's well established by criminology.
All right, I'll go with you there. But you know what's even more established?
What?
These folks are pedophiles, and that's the most disgusting of aberrant behaviors they could have. Pedophiles.
Oh, well, yeah, but there's a lot of heterosexual pedophiles, too. That goes on. So,
No. I'm not saying the gays are pedophiles. And that's a misconception that, you know, only gays are pedophiles or gays are more likely to be pedophiles. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the powers that shouldn't be, the elites,
yeah,
they're pedophiles, most of them. And that's disturbing.
I think they probably have a high rate, too, but that's a hard one to prove, you know what I mean? But anyway, let me just get back to the Olympics. So they're basically going to be, you're going to see a lot of that during the Olympics. But my big point was, is while this is going on, all right, this big push of gay marriage all over the place, it's the cause celeb of the media. It's a big cultural change happening with each state, one at a time, falling incrementally to gay marriage laws. All right, while this is going on, America is supporting, in our foreign policy, jihadis who would stone homosexuals. You know, the Free Syrian Army and the Al-Qaeda types and Al-Nusra Front. And ISIS and other organizations, you know, how they're kind of many different groups over there. Most of them would stone and murder homosexuals. And so what I'm saying is that notice what they will do and how they will let this happen. Basically, let's be honest, this is an Israeli policy going on in Syria. This is vengeance for what happened in 2006, you know. Because what happened in 2006, Israel had an absolute debacle of a foray into Lebanon, where they sent tanks into Lebanon and got wiped out by Hezbollah. And it was a big embarrassment, and in a very, very smart way they did. They didn't broadcast it much. It was very downplayed. They just quietly returned. They didn't declare it as the embarrassing, humiliating defeat it was for them. And so since then, they plotted to take out Syria, because Syria is the means of arms shipments to Hezbollah, right? And so that's why this policy with Hillary Clinton of shipping the weapons out of Benghazi into Syria and promoting these al-Qaeda guys. So they, in other words, they'll compromise their whole pro-homo agenda and side with anti-homosexuals and actually depose a basically a Western type of, you know, as good as it gets for Muslim countries, society run by these sides. You know, Baathists, in a sense, same with Hussein. Baathists are really the party to go with, you know, in the Middle East.
Hey, Paul, shouldn't we, I'm being cynical here, shouldn't we excuse them, though, because they're freedom fighters?
Yeah, right, and look at the irony there. Freedom to establish Sharia law. So let's see, after they win and you have Sharia law, I mean, you're going to be more free then? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, you get it. Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, it's absolutely astounding that we can be so hypocritical in supporting these kind of butchers and calling them freedom fighters. And, of course, as you've pointed out, their attitude towards homosexuality is hardly liberal and tolerant. Hardly.
Exactly. And here, the mainstream media, and you know, I don't mean to hurt your feelings there, Mr. Tushkin, about your tribal members, and I feel so...
Did you just call me Mr. Tushkin?
Yeah.
There's no H in the name, but that's fine.
Mr. Tushkin, I like that, like a tukus.
But anyway, what I mean is, you know, I empathize with you because of the embarrassment of you as being Jewish, and then having all the Zionists in your, you know, who were basically, as we categorize you, you know, we're, you know.
Well, let me just clarify for a second.
Right.
I come from a Jewish family, so by default, I guess you could say I'm Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't practice the religion, and obviously I don't believe in the politics of Zionism, so.
I know, I understand, right. But this, you know how the media is so Zionist and clearly pushing
these
Free Syrian Army. I mean, if we want to maintain Western civilization, we should support Assad. I mean, Assad had Christians and Jews and everybody living there. They weren't slaughtering each other there. It was pretty much stable. It was as good as it was going to get. They had a high standard of living. You'd see what they're destroying over there in these on live leak, the battles and just destruction of all these nice buildings and beautiful houses. It's a disgrace. All this wealth being lost in Syria. It's devastating this country. Over, you know, 130,000 dead. And our media thinks it's cute and funny, and, you know, the flippant and foppish president of ours, he thinks it's the greatest, you know, like it's a clever little Machiavellian strategy. Isn't it fun, you know, like, and the whole world and all the Zionist institutionists, they're like, ho-hum, it's the Saudis' fault. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And even now with 9/11 at the New York Post, oh, now it's coming out, it's Saudi Arabia's fault for 9/11. And so you're seeing this, like, Israel uses Saudi Arabia as their, you know, like, ally, because they're allies.
Scapegoat.
And Bandar Bush just went to visit Netanyahu, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so they're all, they're allied together. And Israel is allied with al-Qaeda. Well, if they were allied with al-Qaeda now, were they allied with al-Qaeda 12 years ago on 9/11? Were they?
Yeah. They were allied with the Mossad agents who were caught on the George Washington Bridge, that's for sure.
Exactly. And so this is what I'm saying about, and yet nobody talks about it, no major media talks about it, and the truther, the big truther of all, Alex Jones, he doesn't talk about it. By the way, let me point out a little hypocrisy of him this week, was when he was, you know, going to A&E for censorship.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
On his website,
all right, well, we're out of time this hour, dude. I hear you.
All right, well, have a good day. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty...
What's that, man?
Well, I've read on these issues, so I'm up on these things.
All right.
Made a lot of good points.
All right, thanks, Paul.
All right, dude.
Take care. All right, we'll be back at it next hour if you want to call back. 800-313-9443. Anybody can join us. We have open lines for the duration of tonight's show. 800-313-9443. 94.43.
Bob Tuscan Show. With